Eric Bilay has been in fashion for over 50 years, and he's held almost every role from creative director of an international company to the actual hands-on cutting of the fabric and painting the designs. He began his career by studying with a painter, Johan Eaton. You may recognize Eaton's name from his book Form and Design or The Elements of Color. Here, Bilay discusses his formative days with Eaton.
It was a very intense process in designing, and it was practically 2 days, almost nonstop, you know, working with him in a workshop atmosphere.
When Bilay began his professional career in textiles, he used his paint kit to produce patterns that appear to range from the simple to the complex. But they were always masterful. Bilay described one pattern he did. To the casual observer, it appeared to be a simple plaid. It had just the right size lines and just the right gradient of each color. And that took time to figure out.
I was a good observer. That's something that I learned, was to see in little things, unimportant things, you know, something beautiful, something positive, something that you can use, you can make something out of it.
This is what makes Bilay's work special. It fits specifically in the time it was made. It captures something special about that time. Bilay credits his ability to capture that something special with his time studying with Eaton in Zurich.
And this taught you a lot of other things. How to act, even how to breathe, how to think, you know, put things in question, analyze, be critical, build up something from nothing.
Other pieces designed by Bilay were perhaps a more bold statement, like the striped pants that appear to be colored by pastels or watercolors. In those days, Bilay said, designers did it all. They could complete the whole process. His lecture in IU's Student Union, he encouraged students to do the same thing by experimenting with collaging effects. Use pencils, he said. He encouraged the students to not rely on their computer too heavily because one of the most important parts of design happened internally. The processing of the world.
You know, you had a kind of a breaking point in fashion that happened with Dior. It was ending the period after Second World War. It was a new look. It had to do with women in society in the future. The women that became active, they were working, they became part of the business world. Yves Saint Laurent's pantsuit, Pierre Cardin's taking from couture to ready-to-wear, make it affordable. The distribution, you know, the boutiques, then in department stores. It's reality. That's how life, how society changed. It was not aristocracy anymore or dictating. It was more about the people, about ordinary people. And that's why fashion is so fascinating and interesting, because it reflects something that is happening, that will happen or has happened. It's there for a reason.
Eric Bilay, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.